Denver's very own, the amazing swing band of Joe Smith and the Spicy Pickles. We were listening to Real Fine Daddy with vocalist Geneva Riley. It's part of a new recording titled Relish. Once again, I'm Arturo Gomez, very pleased to introduce to the microphone Joe Smith of the Spicy Pickles Jazz Band. Joe, thanks for coming in. You're my first in-studio guest at our new studios now that we're beginning to open up the building. So good that you are here to kick it off.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us. It's a really beautiful studio, and I'm really looking forward to more people being able to see it.
Oh, yes. And, you know, it won't be too far into the future when we begin having live performances again in our new performance studio, the Bonfield Staton Performance Studio. And I'm sure the Spicy Pickles will be there at one time to perform for us.
Yeah, we'd be really excited to.
And you turned it out, let's see, about 10 days ago at the Evergreen Music Festival. And it was a great set, and everybody was very happy. I saw people dancing on the grass fields, and that's what you do because you're a swing band.
Oh, yeah.
And I loved how you take out some of the rare songs of jazz past and of the, you know, beginning stages of jazz in the 20s and 30s and give them the modern touch to keep it fresh.
Oh, definitely. And I think that's a big thing is we pull a lot of inspiration from the 20s, 30s, and 40s, but we don't want to forget everything that's happened in the time since then. We're not a true purist band.
Absolutely. One of the things I admire about the Spicy Pickles Band is that you use vintage equipment as well.
Yeah. The guitar amp could actually be my grandmother. You know, it comes from 1946. It's an old Gibson BR6 open octal tube amp for those gearheads.
And you play a vintage trumpet as well.
I was playing on a 1935 Selmer balanced forward Louis Armstrong model for quite a few years.
Yeah.
I'm actually just switching over now to a new company called BAC. They're out of Kansas City. They're one of the only ones that are truly making horns like it's still the 1930s.
Well, you have a passion for cooking and smoking and barbecuing. And this Thursday at Dazzle, you're going to have two sets, one at 7 and one at 9:30 p.m., and tell us about that special night that you have planned Thursday at Dazzle.
Yeah, so we're calling this show the Roots, Groove, and Barbecue. The whole idea is to have a sense of community and build it all around what I see as the true experience of jazz, which comes from the 1920s and the rent parties. And so it's all about bringing people together, having some amazing food, amazing music, and dancing, and just allowing people to socialize and get together.
And now that we're able to do that, this is a perfect, you know, beginning to it. And tell us a little bit, you were telling me about something that you do, a specialized thing, I believe it's called the corn mash?
Yeah, creamless corn mash.
Yeah.
So we basically take some corn and we put it through a food processor, kind of break it down a little bit, and then push all of that through a sieve. And then we cook that down a little bit, and that becomes the cream that we cook the rest of the corn in. So it's just corn on corn with some shallots and tarragon and butter, and it's just decadent. It's amazing, and it's kind of my tribute to home, Iowa.
Gee, I need to get a bib. I'm starting to dribble here. My taste buds are just salivating. And then, of course, you said you're going to have some pulled pork and non-meat pork. Well, yeah, a veggie version of the pulled pork sandwich, right?
Yeah. So for the whole night, we're putting together a special menu. It's all my food, and I'm going to be doing a lot of the cooking as well. The chefs there will be kind of finishing up and plating everything. So we're going to start off with a deviled egg. It's kind of inspired by a restaurant down in New Orleans on Bourbon Street called Galator's. Then we're going to do a pulled pork. It's going to be tossed in a J.L. Schmitty sauce, which is my barbecue sauce. It's a play on an East Carolina style sauce. It's a mustard vinegar base. That's going to have apple slaw, and it's all going to be on a buttermilk biscuit. For the non-pork eaters, we're going to do a smoked king trumpet mushroom with the same preparation. And then we're going to do the creamless corn mash, and then we're going to finish off with two kinds of ice cream.
Amazing, amazing. That's Thursday night at Dazzle, 7 and 9:30. And then in addition, you're quite busy because you have some other gigs happening. You're playing up in Vail on July 18th. And then your regular home, basically, the Mercury Cafe on the 22nd and 25th.
Yeah.
All right. And I like this Thursday night because you said dancing included, right?
Yeah, dancing is included. And we're kind of encouraging people to come out and just be social. And we're going to open up that dance floor for everybody.
Well, Joe, thank you so much for coming in. We really appreciate it. We hope that Thursday night is a jam-packed house, not only for those who love the swing music and jazz that you share with audiences all over, but also because of the special menu and food items that you're bringing, and hopefully it'll be successful enough that it will be an ongoing thing. And we're going to go back to Joe Smith and the Spicy Pickle Jazz Band. And since we were talking about smoking and barbecue, well, you know, you don't do that in the microwave and you don't do that fast. So in honor of that, we're going to play Slow Cooking by the Spicy Pickles Jazz Band, Sankubo Jazz.